Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
You have been lied to your entire life about vegetables, about plants, about fruit, but today we're going to talk about vegetables, and this is not clickbait, and I think if you go into this video with an open mind, it may help you rethink some very important things in your life, and maybe help you stop suffering, prevent some suffering that you've had as an indirect result of some of these conversations we're about to have. My name's Carrie. I'm doing a documentary called Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. I have interviewed all of the best, greatest doctors and experts in the world. Dr. Barry, Dr. Anthony Chafee. I just got done filming Professor Thomas Seyfried regarding cancer as a metabolic disease with metabolic treatments. Think about this, my friends. Think about this. Babies are born into ketosis. Currently, I'm in ketosis. I've eaten nothing but beef, butter, bacon, eggs for well over 400 days now. I'm absolutely thriving. I have never felt better. I just got all my blood work back. Looks incredible. Babies are born into ketosis, and then we start force feeding them vegetables. And this isn't me exaggerating. This is exactly what happens. And this has been normalized, and this may be uncomfortable for some people. I did it with my kids too. But think about this. You force feed a baby some vegetables and they spit it out in disgust. And you continue to force them to eat it. Why are they doing that? Don't babies have instincts? They're tasting that bitter taste in those vegetables, and it is proven. There are toxins in vegetables. It's defense mechanisms. Every species, everything on this earth that is living has defense mechanisms. Animals have claws and teeth and they'll run from you. Plants are sitting there and they have no other defense mechanisms but the toxins in them. You feed broccoli or some vegetable mushed up to a baby and a baby spits it out and we force feed it to that baby. We have been lied to since birth about these vegetables and these fruits. And I want to have a civil conversation about it. And if I'm wrong, I will admit it. This isn't me trying to be right. Please leave comments. Please leave counter arguments. Please tell me how I am wrong. This goes against all social norms. So people are going to get fired up. People are going to get uncomfortable. But I truly believe that vegetables are dangerous at worst and at best completely negligible and a complete waste of time. I'm going to film this entire video I'm doing here with no cuts, no edits, because I'm a carnivore and I'm eating a proper human diet and I don't have the brain fog and fatigue that I had when I was eating vegetables and the standard American diet. And mark my words, there's 60,000 products in the grocery store. I eat beef, butter, bacon, eggs on the carnivore diet. The other 59,995 products are vegetables. If it's in a box, it's a vegetable. If it's a bag of Doritos, it's a vegetable. It's all plant-based. People say I'm plant-based, I'm animal-based. Well, if you're not carnivore like I am, you are plant-based because almost every product in the grocery store, 60,000 products of them, are from plants. If it's in a box, it's a plant. Yeah, you got plants, you got broccoli, and you got carrots, and you got this and that, and people have good intentions, and they say they're going to be vegetarian, and they're going to eat these things, and they end up eating a bunch of boxed garbage because they can't get the sustenance and energy from that food that they need. Now, first, before I talk about why we've been lied to about vegetables, and why I believe they're dangerous in many cases, they were for me, they were for my wife, and they were for many other individuals I've talked to. I first want to talk about why they're negligible at best and I'm never eating them again. First of all, let's talk about this. There is this social norm that, oh, vegetables are just so good for you. You gotta eat them. They're just so good for you. It's an absolute joke. I've talked about this in the past, so I'm not going to belabor the point, but salad, for example. Prior to doing carnivore, I had a salad for lunch, a salad for dinner. I'd have some low-carb veg and a little piece of protein, and I was miserable. On the carnivore diet, I'm down over 100 pounds since my heaviest loss. Most of that on carnivore, some of it on keto. I overcame IBS. I overcame a lifelong battle with depression and anxiety. I also had gout in my foot. I had congestive heart failure. My appendix burst on the operating room table. I almost died. I had 2 kidney stones. I had my gallbladder removed. I was diagnosed with sleep apnea. I was snoring. I was an incredible mess, mostly plant-based. All of that's gone on carnivore. I'm down 100 pounds since my heaviest. I'm on no medication. I was on 15 medications before. All of that is from eating a proper human diet. Now, if that doesn't beg the question, or for anyone out there eating the standard American diet, to just think about this or consider it a little bit more. I'm not telling you what to do, but if you're suffering, just consider it a little bit more. What I just told you is all verifiable through my medical records, all of which I'm going to be sharing as part of this documentary that I've shown on this video before. I have also reversed a lifelong, irregular, highly erratic heartbeat. I've had it since birth. It's in all of my medical records. It's completely gone on carnivore. I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure about 8 years ago. That has reversed as well. My ejection fraction was 44. It is perfect right now, right where it should be, at 60. This should be incredible to people out there, but people are going to say I'm making it up or whatever. I've heard these stories over and over again. I'm documenting them for our documentary, Healing Humanity, the Power of a Proper Human Diet. I hear this over and over again, incredible healing. People with Parkinson's, people with lifelong depression, bipolar disorder, autoimmune disorders, type 2 diabetes, reversed easily. I just interviewed a gentleman who was laughing at the cameras. It was easy. 12 years I had type 2 diabetes and it was easy. I was eating salad for breakfast, or salad for lunch, salad for dinner, and low carb, and I was absolutely miserable. What is in a salad that's so good for you that we have this social norm that I want to break? If you want to eat salad or vegetables, fine, more power to you. But this crazy, overpowering social norm that vegetables are so good for you, you got to eat them, you got to have that fiber. I have had zero fiber for over 400 days. I'm absolutely thriving. I'm as regular as could be. Fiber is a joke, and we've been misled on fiber. I urge you to do your research on fiber. I'm so sick of hearing that comment. Now let's take a salad, for example. Let's be honest. Let's just be honest. Do you like salad? No, you don't. Nobody likes salad. If you like salad, go buy a head of lettuce and eat the head of lettuce by itself. You like the salad dressing. You like the cheese. You like the croutons. You like the toppings. And the salad dressing is full of seed oils, which is absolutely horrible for you. Lettuce has like 14 calories in it. It takes more energy for your stomach and digestive system to process that lettuce than you're going to get out of it. It's a losing argument. Like, you run the calculations on it. It's a waste of energy. That's why all these people on the standard American diet are so fatigued and they have brain fog. They're constantly tired. It becomes their new normal. Their body is unnecessarily processing all of this fiber and garbage, and it's clogging their system up. It requires an incredible amount of energy. And they're doing so much of it because they eat that salad, or they ate that vegetable, or they ate that boxed garbage that's based on plant food. And they're hungry an hour later, 2 hours later, because they're not eating the food their body was intended to eat. I eat a fatty piece of meat. It's all about the fat and the protein. That is what your body is intended to eat. I eat it and I'm full. I went 60 days on Lion diet. I only ate beef, salt, and water. And I wasn't starving myself. I wasn't even hungry. I was forgetting to eat sometimes. Throughout history, vegetables were food for the poor. The kings, the higher ups, they ate the meat and they gave the peasants and they gave the poor the vegetables. It's slop that was fed to animals, to livestock. Potatoes are a joke, and people act nowadays like, oh, it's so good for you. I'm eating sweet potatoes. I'm eating these potatoes. Back in the day, you would have been laughed at. That was poor food for the peasants and the slaves, and the kings ate all of the meat. indigenous tribes throughout mankind. What did they view plants as? Let me ask you this. Not some huge miracle that we do today that it's so good for you. Indigenous people respected plants, but they treated them as medicine. If indigenous people back in the day saw what humanity was doing right now with vegetables, they would be absolutely dumbfounded and confused, and they would be asking this question. Why the hell are they eating all of this medicine every single day? Vegetables are medicine. That's the purpose of vegetables. Vegetables are for livestock that we can then eat. Vegetables are medicine that are used to treat ailments and issues, not to be consumed for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day for our entire lives, clogging up our systems. The other reason I believe vegetables are dangerous and bad to us, and we've been lied to about them, is because of this fact. A vegetable that you would have eaten 100 years ago, oh, by the way, a lot of vegetables that we have nowadays, they're GMO, they're modified, they didn't even exist like broccoli. It wasn't even here before. But let's take a vegetable that was here 100 years ago and that vegetable now. It has about 1/7 the minerals and nutrients of the vegetable of 100 years ago that your grandparents, great-grandparents would have eaten. Why is that? Because the soil is depleted. We have depleted the soils of the earth, just blasting them with chemicals and glyphosate. You try to grow a carrot right now, and you have to amend the hell out of the soil, and you got to put all sorts of chemicals on it to get it to grow. It's riddled with pesticides. But the pesticide and glyphosate argument aside, that vegetable that you're eating nowadays has 1/7 of the minerals and nutrients it did before. Now, some people are going to say, well, what if I grow up myself? 99% of the vegetables consumed in the world are not grown by one's self. And even if you grow it yourself, you're probably going to amend the soil. But more power to you. If you can grow your own vegetable in proper soil without pesticides and glyphosate, and you got nutrient-rich soil because you got cows on there that are pooping and regenerating the soil, more power to you. I am not judging anyone here, and I'm not telling anyone what to do. I'm simply trying to help other people like myself that suffered for so long thinking that this was the only way to be healthy was to eat all of these vegetables. So there you have a couple arguments, and I have several more. Dr. Anthony Chafee talks about plants are trying to kill you. That sounds over the top. That sounds crazy. It's not. It's not. Every single living thing on this earth has a defense mechanism. Because other things, larger things, are trying to eat it. Animals have teeth and claws and they can fight back. What do plants have? Nothing. They're sitting in the ground and they're defenseless. That's not true. They have some defense mechanisms, and those are toxins. And that's why when you feed a baby a vegetable, the baby spits it out. It's because it's tasting those bitter toxins. It's instinct. It's telling it, don't eat this thing. It's horrible for you. But we try to override that instinct and we try to force feed the baby that. That's kind of a horrible thing when you think about it, right? We don't know any better. We think we're doing the baby well because we have this stupid social norm that vegetables are so good for you. What else do we do to children that's tragic and child abuse, in my opinion, is giving them sugar from a young age, which is an addictive drug, normalizing it, saying it's okay, putting cartoon characters on cereal boxes, making them a lifelong sugar consumer that leads to poor metabolic health, depression, anxiety, learning disorders from these poor young kids while they're in school still. They get out of school if they make it. Then they're obese. They got type 2 diabetes. They've got lifelong depression and anxiety, which is all rooted back to nutrition. And we have them as lifelong sugar consumers for the rest of their lives. It starts out with one food lie after another food lie, force feeding them broccoli and then getting them addicted on sugar. And every single event, it's a celebration of sugar. Birthday cake, Halloween, every single holiday, everything they do is sugar, sugar, sugar. It's a tragedy. The other reason vegetables, we've been lied to. I've already discussed they have 1/7 the nutrients and minerals they do. Fiber is an absolute joke. I haven't had a single vegetable in 400 days. I'm absolutely thriving, as are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of other carnivores out there. There have been groups of people that have been carnivore throughout time that lived longer, were larger, and thrived. It wasn't until agriculture came around 10,000 years ago. You can check the fossil records. Dr. Chafee has eloquently spoke about this many times in the past. Humans shrunk, the skull size, the femur. We shrunk, our brain shrunk when we started eating agriculture. This was survival food. If we're starving to death, sure, eat some of it, but it was never intended for every single meal as it is today, as they would have you believe. Today, we have been lied to so much about this, and it gets ingrained in our brain, this social norm that it's just, you gotta have it, it's just so good for you. Then answer me this: for 400 plus days, I've had no vegetables, I'm absolutely thriving, I have all of the blood work to prove it. Now, the cynic out there is going to say I'm an anecdote. Well, there's carnivore right now is more popular than keto. If you go on Google Trends, more people are searching for carnivore than keto. I am seeing it exploding. And there's so many people that have been doing it for so long, and they're absolutely thriving. They don't have any vegetables. They don't have any fiber. Explain it to me. How is this happening? When I interviewed Dr. Barry for our documentary, Healing Humanity, I said, well, what about salad? People say salad's so important. He laughed at the camera. He said, salad is basically crunchy water with glyphosate. Crunchy water with glyphosate. And you get 14 calories out of it. It's an absolute joke. Now let's talk about glyphosate and pesticides. All of these vegetables that we eat are riddled with pesticides, more so now than ever throughout human history. That is undeniable. Glyphosate, glyphosate is a weed killer they put on all these vegetables, right? And it's breeding super weeds, and it's breeding all sorts of stuff that shouldn't be there. So now they're altering the recipe, the chemical makeup of this, and they're putting more and more and more on it because it'll annihilate everything. But say the corn, for example, it's bred to be glyphosate resistant. So the corn's just fine. So they'll just blast the hell and kill everything. Every animal, every insect, everything that's around there, every weed, every piece of grass, everything is just destroyed, along with the soil is completely destroyed. You're consuming that glyphosate. You're consuming those pesticides. Now people will take their produce and they'll sprinkle some water over it under the sink, and then they tell themselves that it's just fine. You really don't think that pesticide, which if it ends in the word side, homicide, suicide, herbicide, pesticide, it means death. They're spraying liquid death all over this produce, and you sprinkle some little water over the top of it through your faucet in your sink. You don't think any of that pesticide permeated inside that vegetable? You are consuming it. But they will have you believe it's the dosage that matters. It's okay if you consume a little bit of death. It's okay if you consume some pesticides, because remember, this crunchy water is so good for you. The 14 calories that you're going to get from your salad, and you're hungry again a half hour later. You've expended more energy digesting the salad than you're getting out of the salad, and on top of it, you're consuming glyphosate, pesticides, and by the way, those pesticides now, if they weren't bad enough for you, liquid death, they now contain forever chemicals. So you're going to have forever chemicals, pesticide, and glyphosate for your 14 calories worth of salad, or broccoli, or carrot, or whatever vegetable you're consuming. And then an hour later, you're hungry again. We have been so misled on these vegetables and these, it's the social norms that we have, that everyone out there in the world on the standard American diet right now, they hear the title of this video, they hear me talking for 1 minute, and they think I'm insane. But I urge you to use some common sense and think about it. Just think about it. Just because you've been told something your entire life doesn't necessarily mean it's true. And what evidence is there to prove that it is true? Look around in the world right now. I strongly urge you. I've used this analogy before and I love it. Imagine you're an alien and you've never witnessed humanity, humans before, and you're in your spaceship and you fly out and your job is to observe humanity. You would be utterly confused. What the hell are they doing? You watching this on the standard American diet, you're in the standard American brain fog, and this is the social norm, and you feel like this is just the way things have been since the start of time. That is not true. This is the way things have been since your start of time, but your start of time is but a sliver in the grand scheme of things. I love this analogy. Here's an entire football field. Right here on the edge of the football field, there's one little blade of grass at the very edge of it. That represents the standard American diet, where vegetables, eating vegetables and produce and garbage food has become popular. And during that one little blade of grass, that little sliver of time, what has happened? Obesity's through the roof. Type 2 diabetes is rampant. Children are overweight. Cancer rates are going through the roof. We are getting sicker and sicker. For the first time in history, The average life expectancy of humans is going in the wrong direction. We are fat, we are sick, we are depressed, and we are dying, and that is the truth. Take a step back and look at that. And all of that has happened during this sliver of time we call the standard American diet. And what is the standard American diet? There's too much sugar, there's too much processed stuff. That's all horrible for you, I agree. But the majority of the standard American diet is vegetable-based, plant-based. When you go in the grocery store and there's 60,000 items, 5,995 of those items are plant-based. They're derived from plants, they're processed from plants. There's all sorts of other crap in there that's horrible. I am not saying seed oils and sugar and high fructose corn syrup. That is all part of the problem. But it's not the only problem. If you were an alien observing humans from a spaceship for the first time, you would be so confused. What are they doing to themselves? They're eating this food that is clearly horrible for them, and their stomachs are just going, what happens when you see someone with their stomach sticking out like this? And I'm not judging anybody. That was me. I was 100 pounds heavier. I looked like I was pregnant. I literally deformed my body. You see that nowhere else in nature. There's no other species of animal that deforms its body other than humans. And the only other animal is dogs. Domesticated dogs that humans feed that horrible kibble garbage to are the only other ones getting all these diseases and cancers and fat bellies like humans. If aliens were watching us, they'd be so confused. Why do they need to go into this grocery store and have 57 different varieties of ketchup? What are you, the king of England? You need 57 types of ketchup? Humanity is wonderful and things are great and people are good for the most part. But I am ashamed of my fellow man nowadays when I walk through the grocery store. Why do we have this incessant, insane need to have so much variety? And at the cost it's coming that we're literally deforming our bodies, giving ourselves depression, anxiety, brain fog, type 2 diabetes. It leads to Alzheimer's. You have that chronic inflammation from eating this horrible food over and over again, and you end up with cancer. Aliens would be so confused. Like, what are their motivations? What are they thinking? And people tell me, carnivore is a cult. How is carnivore a cult? A cult is something where you pay money, usually. There's some sort of cost to it. You have some sort of crazy leader that's leading the whole thing. Who's the crazy leader of carnivore? Who are you paying to join carnivore? I would argue the standard American diet based on vegetables is the biggest cult of all time, the biggest fad diet of all time. Now, why am I saying that? Because on the standard American diet, you are literally consuming food that's deforming your body, giving you disease, brain fog, leads to cancer. People are walking around sicker than ever before, and they're justifying it and saying, well, I just enjoy the food. I'm just going to keep doing it. People are doing carnivore, and they're absolutely thriving. Nobody's forcing them to do it, but we've been manipulated to do this other thing with these social norms that, oh, it's just fine. It's just fine. I've been carnivore for well over 400 days. I have interviewed hundreds of people at this point that are absolutely thriving. The point of this video isn't to try to tell you what to do or how to eat. The point of this video is to maybe reach someone like my former self that was suffering so bad for so many years, and the entire root cause of that problem was 100% nutrition. And the only way I was able to fix it, eating a proper human diet. For me, that's beef, butter, bacon, eggs. Now, that sounds absolutely insane to so many people out there, but what is it? It's natural. Humans have eaten meat, football field analogy, since the start of time. Meat is the most nutritionally dense food. It gives us everything we need. We can live on meat forever. You can't say the same for vegetables. You have to supplement if you eat vegetables. I have returned to what's natural for humans, and I'm absolutely thriving. And my argument is vegetables could be natural and they could be fine, but 99% of vegetables commercially available in the grocery store that are consumed on a daily basis, they're no longer natural for humans. They're riddled with pesticides, glyphosate, forever chemicals. They're 1/7 of the nutrition that they had before, and they're negligible at best because the amount of energy and calories you get out of them are completely offset by the amount of processing energy it takes your digestive system to process that highly fibrous, highly hard to digest food that ends up clogging your system up. It's so hilarious to me that they blame meat on clogging your system up. And literally every carnivore is regular and normal. And it's the people that are eating fiber. They've done studies on this. It's exactly the opposite from reality. People that are eating the vegetables and the fruit and the fiber are the ones that have the digestive problems and problems with the number twos in the bathroom. Carnivore is just normal. We have been lied to and misled about vegetables. And on the surface, it doesn't sound that dangerous. But when you start going down that road and you think, this is it, I gotta eat the salad, I gotta do this. You start eating that salad, you start eating those vegetables, and you don't realize what else you're getting with them. The glyphosates, the pesticides, the minimal nutrition. You're putting seed oils on top of it with the dressing. And the other part of it that people don't realize that I believe is so dangerous is it's just not satiating them. They're not hungry. It is not normal to eat a meal like that. Oh, I'm eating lunch. I have a salad. And then an hour later, you're hungry again. And every single person watching this that's eaten a salad for lunch knows an hour later or 2 hours later, they are hungry again. Why? Because we're not listening to our body. You eat a big fatty ribeye piece of steak and you're not hungry again for hours and hours and hours until your body legitimately needs more nutrients. We can listen to our body so much better. So that's my rant on vegetables. I'm not trying to tell anyone what to do. I'm not trying to be sensational here. I'm legitimately trying to help my former self. There's so many people suffering in this world right now that are misled and misguided. And it's simple. Root cause of the issue is they're putting the wrong nutrition into their body. Our body wasn't made to process all of this roughage with pesticides and glyphosate in it. Our body was meant to process big, fatty meat. Our bodies thrive and excel when we get that fat back that's been demonized for so long. And that is the last reason I'm going to close this video out with. I believe I was suffering for so long with depression and anxiety and sleep issues because my hormones were dysregulated. My hormones were dysregulated because I was deficient in something. What was I deficient in? Fatty meat. You get the fatty meat in, your cholesterol goes up, which everyone thinks is bad because of Ansel Keys. Way back in the day, it's been disproven over and over again. You get that fatty meat, your cholesterol goes up, your hormones balance. Hormones affect everything. Your sleep starts to improve. The depression, anxiety just washes away. You start to feel like a proper human. Your brain starts firing on all cylinders. Your cognitive ability improves. You could do a video for 27 minutes straight without editing. You feel absolutely fantastic. Your immune system starts getting stronger. But I truly believe, prior to doing carnivore, I was mostly plant-based. Salad for lunch, salad for dinner, little bit of low-fat protein with more vegetables on the side, and I was miserable, and it's because I was deficient in the fat that I get from the meat. Yes, eliminating junk and sugar and seed oils is a huge part of the problem, but that's not the full part of the problem. The full issue is we also need to put the proper fuel in, and that's fatty meat that's going to balance your hormones out. It's what the brain is made of fat. The body absolutely thrives on it. So I hope this video helps some of former Carries out that are walking around in the world right now eating salad for lunch and dinner. They're depressed. They're weak. They got brain fog. They got IBS. They're farting 500 times a day. They got autoimmune disorders. They're depressed and anxious. Maybe it's your nutrition. If you guys disagree with me or you agree with me, please leave a comment down below and please share this video if you enjoyed it. We're doing this documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. We have these shirts for sale. Every penny we get from shirt sales goes to support our documentary. We've interviewed Dr. Ken Berry. We've interviewed Dr. Tony Hampton. We've interviewed Bill out in Alaska, Rancher Maggie, who's been doing carnivore for 65 years and is absolutely thriving. We interviewed Rebecca and Mimi, and I just got back from filming Professor Thomas Seyfried, cancer researcher, Jeff DeProsperous. I can't wait to share this documentary with the world. We're going to show what happens when you do a proper human diet and you return to what is natural. If you're interested in donating, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Every single penny we get from shirt sales and donations goes 100% towards this documentary to help the hopeless. There's too many hopeless people in the world right now. If you're watching this, you are probably hopeless. If you found a proper human diet, you probably got a second chance at life like I did. And that is why I am so passionate and so fired up and I continue to do these videos. Too many people are suffering needlessly and they don't need to be. Thank you so much for watching. 28 minutes, 29 minutes, no edit. Beep.